All right, we're back. And just in time for some basketball, it's the Publics and Privates OK Preps podcast presented by Squirtle. I am Ben Johnson, and you might remember this guy on the other end. His name is Michael Swisher. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Are we sure we are who we are?
It's up for debate, but it's 2020. Anything is possible.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while, man.
Yep, I know. Things good over in your side of I-35?
Yeah, we're still here. What is this, Tuesday night? Getting a little precipitation right now, and had a little snow earlier. The baseball team had a little scrimmage, and they're in a couple of snowflakes, so that's always a great time of year for that, right?
You know, the people that probably don't get enough credit are the spring sports athletes that participate in scrimmages in February. The soccer, the baseball. I don't know if they have preseason golf tournaments, but if you're out in the wind in late February, more power to you.
I mean, the games are bad enough in March.
Right.
But yeah, these scrimmages are just brutal, brutal, brutal.
And you have about 25 mile an hour wind cutting you in half the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonder we don't all contract some sort of serious illness doing all this.
Well, our time's coming from what I've been reading.
Yeah, I think I got those notifications today, too. But since it is late February, we got some state tournament wrestling to discuss. And small school basketball they're going to be punching tickets to the big house this week. They're going to bust out the hardwood after, I know, your favorite weekend when the wrestlers get State Fair Arena all dirtied up and everything, and then roll the mats out and put the hardwood down, right?
Yeah, get those mats off of there so we can have our Sunday meeting with David Glover. That's what I'm ready for.
You're more ready for brackets and times and sites.
Heck
and
yeah. Hey, and that reminds me, before we get off of here, kind of remind me at the end. I'm reminding you to remind me, but
sure.
We might have a little special thing going on Sunday from State Fair Arena.
Oh, cool.
Regarding the brackets and Squirtle Live, so remind me at the end. I'll touch on that again, and hopefully I'm not lying to you. We're still working out some details, though.
This is me reminding you of that, so.
Okay, so.
All right.
Hopefully I'll remind you to remind me later, too.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will go ahead and touch on some wrestling, because I know that's your area of expertise, but I like to just butt in anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Tuttle. hey, I guess the news this year is, like, maybe in 3A, maybe Perry's not the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So, and that's news anytime it happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of surprising. I mean, you would think Perry's and one of those programs are just going to motor through, but, you know... There are a bunch of programs. You know, I think 3A is about as competitive as it has been in a long time. You've got Marlowe, you've got Comanche, you've got Perry that's still good. Yeah. You've probably got a bunch of other programs that I'm probably forgetting. I know Sperry had a really good showing at regionals. They're going to be able to be in the mix with Bryce Carter, one of the heavier weights. So, yeah, 3A is going to be about as competitive as it has been. You know, I'm trying to remember which end of the arena they always have 3A on. It's
I want to say it's the initial, like when you first walk in from the main entrance.
Yep, that's it.
South end?
Yeah, south end. That corner is typically, you know, Perry Central, and I'm sure it probably still will be. But
yeah, oh, no doubt.
You're going to have your Marlowe people, and you're going to have all your Comanche. I mean, Connor Doucette's going to go try and be a four-time state champion, more than likely going to get it. But, yeah, that should be pretty good. And, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that 4A – Matt in the middle, it's probably going to be Tuttle. I mean, if we're placing bets, which we're not doing here, we do not condone betting on high school sports here.
Absolutely not.
But I do have some money on Tuttle. Not really. 4A is pretty much sewn up. I would say 6A probably sewn up with Broken Arrow. I know Mustang is going to have plenty of firepower, but I think Broken Arrow is just a little bit deeper. So I think between 3A and 5A, it's going to be Collinsville and Skytook battling out. Last year, they came down to the wire and they ended up splitting the title. Had to split the trophy in half to take it home.
Yeah.
But, I would imagine you're going to have in 5A at least four or five different weights where it's Skytook and Collinsville in the finals that could end up determining how it all plays out, which is always good theater.
I know last year, like you said, them both winning it. And I really don't remember how they decided who got to take the trophy home last year. I remember that was sort of a thing that we talked about on here.
But. Yeah, I remember Coach Parker at SkyTech told me, and I've since forgotten since that was 365 days ago. But
yeah, it's been a minute.
But I do remember, yeah. I couldn't remember if it – I want to say they flipped a coin or they did something and Collinsville had to wait for the banner and trophy to be put in the mail or something like that.
Right.
But no, it Collinsville and SkyTech have got a pretty good little rivalry going here as of late, and it's going to continue. I mean, SkyTech's got a bunch of good talent coming through. Collinsville seems to always have the lower weight stocked full. So, you know, 5A is always entertaining to watch.
Well, I guess this is a historic year as well. Female wrestlers at state tournament?
Yeah.
Are we having that? So
I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And I was seeing a little bit of that on their rundown of time. So we're going to crown some female state champions this year.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. I'll kind of be interesting to see how all that plays out for sure.
And I like, you know, if you go to OSSA.com and you click on the wrestling tab for sports and you go there.
The running count?
Yeah, they have a counter of, you know, how many female wrestlers are taking part this year. Pretty cool little deal right there.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, mean anything, but I like the fact that it's important enough to them that they're highlighting that.
Yep. Looking here, it's 313 as of today. I think it's been that for a while. I mean, I can't imagine that I can't imagine a female out there just randomly started wrestling middle of January. It's probably been pretty steady at that number for a while now. But yeah, I would expect that number to only go up. You know, we're going to start have to acclimating ourselves to who the best female wrestlers in the state are and start putting their names alongside some four-time state champions here before too long.
Yep. It's changing, and I think this is one of those changes definitely for the better.
Yep, I would agree with.
Great to add females to this sport. Great sport. So,
yep.
Teaches you a lot, and I'm glad they're going to be a part of it.
And just imagine all those meals that are going to be eaten about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night after the state tournament's over.
Well, even, you know, you're going to have those wrestling matches, you know, early Friday, 9:30 Friday morning. Those young men who get beat out there after, you know, the pain is over and, you know, the singlet is raked off the shoulders. And,
yep.
You know, they go have their cry time, well-deserved, and I'm not knocking it, you know, in the tunnel. Then it's like, okay, I'm ready to eat now. It's time to eat. So a lot of food being eaten up there in the stands by wrestlers who got knocked out.
One, I remember this is totally off topic. I mean, it's the same topic, but completely out of state. But I read a really cool column one time about the state tournament in New Jersey. And I might try and steal this idea one year. A columnist for the Star-Ledger there outside of New York City went to the state wrestling tournament and he sat in like the Hall of Sadness or something where it was.
Yeah. You mentioned that before. Yeah.
Where all the wrestlers, the ones that got knocked out, you know, where they would go have their time to just be really pissed off, kind of have that moment to themselves. I thought that was a really cool idea. I mean, it's not cool to highlight the fact that they lost, but I think, you know, there is that spot at the state fair arena for, you know, our guys in Oklahoma. They have that spot where, you know, only one guy in each weight class is going to finish at the top of the bracket. There are going to be a bunch of other guys that are pissed.
And it's such an emotional sport because, A, it's obvious. I mean, it's one-on-one. You're out there one-on-one.
Right.
But, B, you spend so much time. I mean, of course, there's the sparring and all of that and the team work. But you spend so much time working on your own.
Training your body.
Trying to keep your weight down, you know, running, biking, whatever, so much of that, you know, is spent on your own that, you know, a lot's invested in that. So, yeah, it's extremely emotional. And you really, you know, you lose as a basketball team or football team, you got a whole locker room full of people to put your shoulder on. You go out there and get beat in your final match and, you know, your coaches are there for you and your teammates are there for you. But it's a different thing with wrestling.
And, you know, all these wrestling coaches have been there, done that. You know, a lot of times in sports, you always tell someone, you know, pick your head up, you'll get them next time. But I think with wrestling coaches, there's that understanding, take your 5-10 minutes, go be mad, go voice your frustration over after all the hard work that you put in and, you know, it just didn't go your way. Totally understand. Go have your moment of sadness and let's get it out. And then we'll all go convene as a team and we'll go eat some really good food.
There you go. That's That's the best part.
Yep. I'm going to swing it over to you for basketball, classes
especially,
A and B.
Especially, it's the best part, especially if you saw my tweet from this weekend, the little brunch I got to have Sunday.
Oh, I did see that. I did.
Yeah. Quite tasty, let me say.
I meant to ask where that was, but, you know.
We're not giving any free pub.
I was about to say, we haven't, you know, advertisers are free to contact us for, we run a steep fee of $0.00 currently.
Yeah, somebody asked me on Twitter, and I regretfully tweeted it there. I even put the disclaimer on it. Okay, free ad coming here.
Yeah.
If
they only knew who you were.
Yeah, exactly. And they didn't while I was there. Well, they probably just left me alone.
That's true.
Have dinner with my family.
Right.
Or brunch.
That's right.
I should say. But yeah, we're for A and B. This is area tournament weekend, so we're getting down to, by the time this Saturday night wraps up, we'll have the Elite Eight, if you will, in those four groups, A girls, B girls, A boys, and B boys. So, like you said, you know, state wrestling tournament Friday and Saturday. They'll get the mats out of there. We'll have the meeting Sunday with the A and B coaches who make the state tournament. David Glover will meet with them. And what I was going to say about possibly scored alive, it's something we're still kicking around, but we might be there set up to talk with David Glover. I mean, we'll know Saturday night once all the teams are set who's going to play each other.
Right.
But we won't know when and where just yet. So we'll talk to David Glover about some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, having to organize all of that and what goes into choosing sites, and then possibly, you know, talk with some coaches who are there and who have reached the state tournament. So that's something we're hoping to do. It's not set in stone yet. So be checking on Squirtle.com, your Squirtle app, and we'll have some updates on that possibly taking place on Sunday. And the other part of that is we don't know if it will be live or if we're going to record some stuff either. So keep checking with us, and that's something we hope to do next weekend and possibly the next as well.
Very cool.
All right, so do you need some basketball knowledge?
I need all the basketball knowledge I can get.
Well, you probably won't get a whole lot here. But now we will talk about A and B, you know, I'm going to get your picks, obviously, who's going to win, since we did that with wrestling.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to start, A?
Let's do B girls.
All right. B girls. Sounds like a little bit of bingo there. Yeah. B girls is the one that so far has had the craziest run through the playoffs. They've had more top eight teams defeated. I don't think any of them are out yet, but you know, they had three teams in the top five who lost regional title games the other night on Saturday. And they had another team prior to that lost in the first round of regionals. So it's going to make for a very interesting area tournament. But also, once we get to state, it could make some funky first round matchups where some teams will meet up a lot sooner than maybe they were looking.
Class B girls. Looks like eight of the top nine received first place votes, and I know the last time anyone voted was January 20th, but
right. Just
by the looks of it, Class B girls, you know, it's the old adage, any team could win on any given day. Is that kind of what we have going on here?
In my opinion, I think Lomega is the best team.
Okay.
They suffered two losses early in the season. One was to Okarchi, who's number four in Class A. One was to Calumet, who was number three in Class A. A few weeks later, they avenged that loss to Calumet on a neutral court, won by about 15 points. And none of those games, they were minus two starters in all of those games right there.
Okay.
They got two starters back, Emma Duffy, who tore ACL in the summer, and Sydney Walker, a freshman post player. They were out the whole first semester. So they've got them back, and they've what's their record now? 26-1
26-2
I'm sorry. So yeah, I think they've won like 23 in a row now.
Yeah, so they haven't lost since November 19th, which I would say is pretty good.
Yeah. So and really, with the addition of Addison Wilson, her dad's the principal there at Lomega now. They're really good. She's a fantastic player. Now they looked really vulnerable and beatable Saturday in their area, or excuse me, their regional final against Hammond. Hammond, a really young team. Coach Leah Beer had her team ready. It was the second matchup this season between those two teams, and really, they controlled a lot of that game, mostly because LaMega went 0 of 18 from 3-point range, which they just don't do. But that's how good this team is. They were able to overcome that and beat Hammond. So it's going to be LaMega and number 12th Payton, who beat one of those top eight teams, McCurtain, in the regional. So I think LaMega's got a pretty good path to the state tournament. That's area two. In area one, you've got Arnett, who beat Boise City. Boise City was
I'm partial to the Panhandle people.
Yes, you love the Panhandle.
That's right.
Boise City, I tell you what, Boise City Balco, first round of area, that's number three versus number nine. A lot of people felt those two teams could have been playing for the area title game. Now they're playing in an elimination game that first round, so that's going to be a really good one.
That is good.
So Arnett's coming off that that upset of Boise City. They're going to get number seven Leedy. They've split games this year, so certainly an interesting one. But I think whoever wins that Boise City Balco game is going to be there Saturday waiting for the loser of this game, and that'll be a really big tug of war right there. If you go down to number area three, you got Leukiba taking on Barnum. Barnum, defending state champs. They lost a lot, but I got to see them this summer. Well, when we were in Cushing this summer at that team camp, I was still really impressed with what they have. And even Coach Kevin Lewall at LaMega said Barnum's definitely a team to look out for. Leukiba Sickles took it to number two Duke pretty good in the regional final. So Coach Rick Wilson's team's got to come through the loser's bracket there at the area tournament to try to get back to state. And then in Area 4, Weisboro-Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh beat LaFleur. That was LaFleur's number five. You know, that was one of those regional upsets there. So, like I said, it's just a big mess in Class B girls. I think LaMega's the cream of the crop, and you can go ahead and say it now. You know, if LaMega wins it this year, I'm putting them down for two in a row because they get basically everybody back next year too.
Nice.
And they're gonna add a player or two from an eighth grade class that I don't know if has ever lost a game. So they've got LaMega surprise is going to be good for a while.
That sounds really odd that LaMega would be good at basketball.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of like a new kid on the block type of deal going on here.
It's that new money. New money up there. Want to go to A girls or B boys?
Let's do A girls.
All right, let's do it.
Hydro Weekly?
Yeah, Hydro Weekly. And this is another one. I think Hydro Weekly is I don't want to say far and away, but I think they've distanced themselves. They've beaten Canute, who is number two, beaten them a couple of times this year. So this is a team, Hydro, that made the run to the state finals last year with a young group. So they've got that state tournament experience. They played Sealing twice last year. Nobody's going to scare them. Garber's kind of the beneficiary. And this, not to take away from Garber, another good team that we saw at Sealing. Young, has some size. They lost a pretty good player, Jenny Beebe, who actually moved here to Kingfisher, who was signed with OBU. She was a two-time conference player of the year. They lose her, but here they are in the area finals. Shattuck, I think is the last name. I hate that I'm going blank on this. But really, their best player, she got hurt in the last tournament weekend, and Shattuck was number eight. And they end up getting beat their district final. So that kind of really hurt Shattuck with her being beat. So that's why Garber didn't have to play Shattuck, but they beat Laverne, who beat Shattuck, to get here into this area final. But a really big hill to climb trying to knock off Hydro Weekly. Area 2, that Calumet team that I talked about, they don't have a lot of numbers, but they're really solid. They've got wins over Okarchi and LaMega this year, taking on Kiowa, who is a state tournament stalwart. You know, they're just always there. Canute Visai in Area 3 should be a fun matchup. Two teams that are extremely talented. Canute has been kind of building towards this year, if you ask me. They did make it to state last year, so they got that experience with ISAI. Maybe one of the more talented teams, and ISAI, in my opinion, one of those teams that could possibly give Hydro a run for their money. So it'd be fun to see them take on Canute. And then four, Area 4, Okarchi's taking on Velma Alma. Velma Alma knocked off previously unbeaten Strother in the regional final. So that's an interesting matchup. Okarchi's really battled a lot of injuries this year. They kind of, you know, kind of bandaged their way to this area final game. They're minus a starter, two starters, and really a six man. But I think they're down to eight girls right now. But they're still winning, and they're there, and it's Okarchi, so you know they still have that expectation of winning.
Well, and that's what small school. Well, I mean, and even basketball up to when you get up to maybe 4, 5, 6A, it's really a war of attrition.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. Any of these small schools, you lose one or two players, that's killer.
Yeah, so I mean, they've really had to overcome that. They don't score a lot, but they play good defense, and that's kind of what they've had to ride that to get to this area final. So good for them, Kelly Jennings. I think she's doing a good job for them.
Yep.
All right.
B boys or A boys? I'll let you take your pick.
B boys. Let's go with the B boys. Area 1, no surprise. Tyrone and Leedy playing each other there. Area 2. This is a little bit of a surprise here, as in the Thursday game of regional, New Lima upset number 8 Hammond, one of Hammond's better players. Kind of, he had a thumb injury, and he was hampered a little bit. New Lima played really well and got Hammond by a point, so that kind of opened the door for Lomega, who came in and knocked out New Lima in the regional final. So it's Lomega number 13 moving into play number 2 Payton in the area title game. But I tell you what, that Hammond Kenta in the first round of area is going to be a fantastic game, and whoever wins that, I think I think Lomega is going to have their hands full of Payton. So, you know, on paper, Lomega is going to have to play that Saturday game, and
right,
and they're going to be good. They're going to get a really good team who's won 2 games in a row right there on Saturday. Duke is everyone's number 1 pretty much this year. Jameson Richardson, you know, they've kind of been at number 1 all year. They go to the tournament champions, won 2 games there,
right,
including beating Millwood on that third day, I believe. Millwood's still number 1 in 3A, so that's a huge win for them. You know, they got to state last year, kind of, in my opinion, laid an egg and got beaten that first round when a lot of people, including me, had them pegged to win it.
And me.
So, yeah. So, you know, I think it's one of those years where, you know, they go and they just kind of flame out. They come back the next year and they learn from that. And I think this will be the year for Duke. But a really good Varnum team that they're going to have to defeat in the area. Varnum is the only team that's beaten number 2 Payton. So, you know, I think they split games this year, really close games. So Varnum and Payton, 2 quality teams. In Area 4, Whitesboro, Calvin. Calvin, the only surprise in that one, as they beat number 5 Braggs handily in the regional. He beat them by, I think, 17 points in the regional. And then Whitesboro, they've been to state the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Had some heartbreaking losses there under Coach Billy Carr. Coach Carr is now at Chattanooga, but Whitesboro back in the state tournament.
Very nice.
And then A boys, a couple surprises here. Not in A1. You're going to have Garber and Hydro, just like the girls. Two teams. You know, Hydro kind of I don't want to say they're there every year, but it's like every 2 or 3 years, Hydro's popping up,
right,
and they're making a solid run under Coach Gore there. Will Jones at Garber, he's got a really good team. They're going to give teams some matchup problems if they are able to get to state. Calumet taking on Kiowa. Of course, Calumet last year was the runner-up in B. 2 years prior to that, they won A. And then following that, they were a semifinalist. So it's Calumet's a team that's got some players that are going to be hard to stop at this level. you know, and like I said, they've got, they made the run to the finals last year. So they got the experience. Kiowa, a team that's also, you know, they made state last year. They're obviously really solid year in and year out down there. Kind of one of the surprise teams is Arapahoe, a team that knocked off Visay in the regional final. Arapahoe has wins over Calumet and now Visay this year. So a really solid crew there, but they got the state champs. Got to take on Surreal, who lost some studs from last year's team that that made the run to the title. And but somehow here they are, number one, 24-2, with somewhat of a new cast. So good on them to hang in there. So Arapahoe and Surreal should be a fun one there. And I tried to remember if they had played this year. I'm drawing a blank on that one.
You said Arapahoe and Surreal?
Yeah, I think they should have played, but I'd be lying to you if I told you. I don't know for sure.
It doesn't look like they did, unless I'm not seeing it.
It's kind of surprising to me. It'd be a good first-time matchup between those teams. And then you've got Fort Cobb. Of course, they've been to the state finals the last 4 years for the first time in forever. They don't have one of the coach's sons playing, so still hanging in there. It's Fort Cobb. I mean, they were good before his sons got there. They're going to be good for quite a while. Quinton, number 20, is in there. They knocked off Velma Alma in the regional. So, you know, Velma, they had moved all the way up to number 5, but get knocked off. I think that Asher-Velma Alma game potentially in the second round of area is going to be really good. Asher's got some good size and very athletic. Asher's in Class A is a tough matchup for some teams with the size that they have. So I think they're going to be a really tough out. So whoever loses that that Friday game between Cobb and Quinton is going to have a tough go of it on Saturday.
Awesome.
So there you go. I don't know if I dropped any knowledge on you, but
you just told everyone anything they could ever want to know about AMB basketball.
Well, you anyway.
Well, yeah.
I got to thinking about it. I mean, I feel like Hydro and Leedy, Lomega are the two girls teams that I feel fairly confident are the best teams in those classes. Doesn't always work out that those teams win, but I do feel like those are the teams this year. Class A boys, I don't have a clue. I really don't know who's going to win that bracket.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I know who I can, you know, I mean, there's a couple teams I can point to I think are going to be there, but, you know, there's any combination of teams who are still left in those area tournaments that can make it. So I don't even know that, much less who's going to win it. And then in Class B boys, again, I think Duke, with what they have and, you know, last year's disappointment, this year going to the tournament champions, you know, and getting pushed the way they did there, I think that will benefit them. So, you know, it's easy, you know, take the number one teams in those three classes. I know it's the cheap way out, but
that's a big limb you're on.
Yeah, I know it right there. But as far as A boys, I mean, I'm struggling to pick a team.
That's what could make it more fun out of all of them, honestly.
Yeah, that tends to lend that way because, you know, it's somebody you were just really not thinking of, and they'll make a great run. But I do think, you know, Garber and Will Jones don't go get beat in the first round because I say this, but I do think they're going to offer some teams some tough matchup problems. You know, I think Garber's going to be a really tough out of state.
And several years into this, if Duke doesn't win again, we'll just know that we have some sort of podcast curse.
Yeah, on those absolutely. Poor guys. Yeah. This is their year. If they don't get it done this year, I don't know when it's going to happen.
All right. Well, we will reconvene next week and we'll make our picks and talk about some wrestling happenings and kind of what's looking ahead in some of the other area tournaments and for some of the big boys and big girls, if that works for you.
Absolutely. It's next week's a crazy one, so it should be a lot of fun, man.
Awesome. Well, glad we can finally get together. We got no excuses for not having a podcast between now and whenever the last time we did it was, but
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate that. New year, new kid, all sorts of stuff. But
life happens.
Yep, that's So I was kind of getting to it. I feel bad we need to keep this podcast rolling along more than what we have, but obviously, you know, between your schedule and everything else, it's hard to nail you down because people are trying to pull you in every direction.
Yeah, it's life, man. It's the life.
That's right. Well, thank you, sir. And, yeah, we'll talk again next week and talk some more basketball, and you'll drop some more knowledge on us.
I'll do my best. Drop something anyway.
All right. We're signing off for now. We'll catch you next week.